Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. It's Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of those in the absolutely glorious San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. You can also log into our chat room where producer Kina is opening it up. And if you want to just go in and listen, or if you have a question, she'll make sure it gets to me. Also, I'll be logging into the chat room after the show. So today we're going to be talking about adapting to change. And the reason this topic has come up is, you know, on a lot of different levels. It seems that a lot of people are experiencing very sudden changes. And sometimes it can be really tricky being able to find balance when things are in a state of change, which can create uncertainty. There's an old saying that states, the only constant in the universe is change. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, what that means to us on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. Because really, if something affects one of those states of being, it affects all of them. What affects us physically is also going to affect us emotionally and our ability to connect with whatever higher power or higher influence that we believe in. Whatever you believe, I love it for you. So, you know, when I talk about spirit, it is really based on whatever your relationship with it is for you. Being said, when change happens, and understand that your body is experiencing change every single second, multiple times, hundreds of thousands of changes and adjustments are happening inside your body at any given second, sometimes up to millions or even billions, depending on what your body is going through. If you're just kind of laying there, not doing a whole lot, you know, then there's a certain basic thing, because your body is constantly monitoring your temperature. Wow, the temperature seems to be going up. Let's increase the respiration, or, you know, in order to reduce the temperature. The pH is altered, so these things are going to come into effect. These hormones need to be released. So your body is always in a state of trying to maintain what's called homeostasis, which is the idea of everything just kind of being neutral, in a neutral state. And that can be really hard when suddenly something comes in that creates significant change. In what I do as a chiropractor, often I'm working to restore that sense of balance into a system that has had to deal with a sudden change. And many times it could be as simple as leaning over to try to pick up something heavy. Simple action can create an entire cascade of shifts and changes in the system, most of which are very uncomfortable. Then the body goes, oh my gosh, we're in pain. We need to go on the defensive here. We need to make sure nothing moves. And so the body has its own way of dealing with a situation where a change has happened that is something the body considers unpleasant or that takes it out of balance. And when things happen very suddenly, it's very hard to know what to do sometimes. And this crosses all borders from, you know, changes, a sudden illness or a diagnosis of an illness where, you know, it's a situation maybe somebody wasn't expecting it. It could be a loved one. It could be you. Maybe you weren't expecting to hear the news you were expecting, and now all of a sudden based on a diagnosis, a whole lot of change suddenly comes into your life. It could be as hard as, you know, I'm sorry, you have a terminal illness, to congratulations, you're going to have a baby. And I recall when I heard that news, everything in my universe changed. And while physically changes were happening inside me, you know, overall, I was just still sitting there. I was the same person I was 60 seconds before I received that news. And yet, just hearing those words set forth a change in me that said, okay, you're going to be a mother. And all the story that I had attached to that and all of that, what that meant to me, came in and shifted me to a person that was totally different from the person I had been just a moment before. And when change is sudden like that, it creates its own momentum. First, it's, wow, this change happened. And then comes the story of what that change means. And when you're looking at a situation where something shifts, and maybe you're not quite sure how you feel about it, and maybe, you know, you find out that, you know, a loved one is coming to visit, that can create change. Hey, guess what? Your cousin Roy is coming to visit. Now, the effect that that change has really depends a lot on your relationship with Cousin Roy. If Cousin Roy is like your best buddy and you're really happy and you're looking forward to it, yeah, that can, that sets into motion a change of, oh, wow, Roy's coming. I'm going to clean up the spare room and start thinking about all the things that you're going to do. And you actually feel that happiness of this wonderful thing that's going to happen. And your body following along with your thoughts, because thoughts are everything in the body. What you think is the reality that your body creates. So if your thoughts go to a place where it's something you're expecting and anticipating and it's a really good thing, your body is going to respond in that way. And you're going to feel lighter, you're going to feel happier, you're going to have a little more energy to, you know, go and take care of things because you're anticipating something wonderful. Let's say the relationship with Cousin Roy is not so well, and it is something that's like, oh, seriously, really? The body is going to respond to that change by shifting into, oh, we're going to feel achy because this is something, you know, really oppressive. The energy goes sort of into a very heavy place, and suddenly it's much more difficult to clean out the spare room. And it's like, oh, man, I got to do that. Suddenly it's not I get to, it's I have to. And that subtle difference can be a world of difference when you're faced with something that has completely shifted your reality and what you're doing. It's sort of like, you know, when you're son tells you, hey, mom, you know, I'm going to be home in 10 minutes and I'm bringing the football team. We're all having dinner over there. Yeah, that can create a change in you. It's like, oh my God, I'm about to have 15 teenagers eating all my food. Do I have enough food? What am I going to cook? What am I going to make? How are we going to set this up? Are they going to eat it? You know, all of these things come into play. And it's this instantaneous, okay, I've got to deal with this. How do I deal with it? And you know, it's changes are going to run the entire gambit of something that you're happy about to something that you're unhappy about. And it may be that you would be happy about it, but maybe not now. So how do we deal with a sudden change that comes in? Even if it's something, as I said, as subtle as, guess what, there's going to be a whole bunch of company for dinner. It goes very much with the story we attach to it, how that change affects us. If, you know, the house is a mess and you're not feeling well and you've got a migraine, yes, that news that suddenly you're going to have to start dealing with something else is not going to be welcome, and your body's going to respond in that same way. Your energy is going to follow that. And let's say you figure, all right, you know, you call them back, say, okay, I don't have anything in the house. You guys go by, pick up some pizzas, come on in, and once you get here, I'm going out. That would be another way to deal with it. So as we look at how the change affects us, first is, what is our first reaction to it? Is it a change that's welcome, or is it a change that's unwelcome? And if it's a change that's welcome, it still has a certain amount of adjusting and adapting that you need to do. And it may be that, you know, you need to calm down, or there's things that you, it's like, wow, this, you know, this person is coming over and I really like them, but I've got to get this project done for my work. So it's like, okay, we can be happy about this, but we still have to take care of these other things. And it's about prioritizing what it is that you need to do in order to do what you need to do and deal with this other change. When I first found out that my sister had cancer, you know, she passed from breast cancer many years ago. When we first found out, it was as if everything stopped in that moment. And suddenly, all of the dreams and thoughts and aspirations and expectations that I had in that moment were suddenly gone. I had, you know, all these visions of us growing old together, and of all the things and our kids playing together, and, you know, generation after generation, and we'd be grandmothers together, and all of these things, and this entire lifeline that I had thought up. It was my story, and that, you know, we would grow old together. Sister was 28 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So all of a sudden, the idea of losing what it was that I expected in that moment of change, it really was quite a shock to my system. It was, wait a minute, but that's not how it's supposed to be. And in that moment, I had to go, okay, whatever it is that I'm hurting about over my happy ending maybe not happening, that gets set aside so I can support my sister, so I can be there for her, so that I can look at her and say, hey, we're in this together. What do you need from me? How can I help? And just being there day after day and appointments and all of that. And she passed when she was 34 years old. And probably during that time, my sister and I became closer than I ever thought possible. And in the end, it was almost as if we had grown old together, you know, as her body began to change, as, you know, as the disease progressed. It was as if she was living a very accelerated lifetime. And I was living it with her. And maybe we didn't get to, you know, dance at the wedding of each other's children. Maybe we didn't get to argue about whose grandchildren were actually cuter. I eventually had to accept that the world as I wanted it to be and the world as I knew it weren't that anymore. My world changed. Her world changed, and we both had to work to accept that changed world and even be able to find joy in it. And really, when, you know, people are faced with such change as, you know, sometimes a family member passes away, and, you know, I recently had someone say, I was just talking to them about a half an hour earlier, and then I got a call saying that they were gone. Very sudden things can happen in the world. And why is a question that is, you know, one that we always ask. Why did this change have to happen? Why did, you know, I suddenly have my back go out just by trying to lift something? You know, I did this, and now I've got this effect that is going to affect me and change the story that I had about how my world was supposed to go. Where am I supposed to go from here? And that really is one of the big questions, is where, when the change, that moment of change happens, when the information comes to us, when we experience the change, and you reach that place of, what now? I didn't account for this. I was not expecting this. And so, you know, when we look at how you come to that place of acceptance, in some ways, it's almost like it's inevitable. The change has happened. And depending on how subtle or how dramatic that change is, it's like, you know, you could throw a big rock into a lake and it creates a huge ripple. You can throw a little rock into a lake and it creates a little ripple. But either way, it's going to create a rip. Either way, it's going to be different from the way it was before. And the trick is to be able to accept that, well, maybe it was meant to be that way the whole time. Maybe, you know, for those who believe in destiny, maybe that was just what was written out in what my mom used to call the big book. My mother used to have this saying, it's like, well, I don't know what's in the big book. And in her mind, the big book was the life destiny. And for those who just believe that everything is kind of a random chance and randomly happens, well, then this was just another random thing in the universe. Adapting to change is fairly simple when it's things that we're not real attached to. The more attached we are, the more difficult it is to be able to shift. Maybe it's in a relationship. You know, the huge adaptation to change when your children grow and become adults and decide they want their own thoughts and their own lives and their own experiences, which can be very traumatic for a parent because everything has basically been the same. You are the child. I am the parent. I take care of you. You know, you do what I tell you, you know, sometimes. And that was the relationship. And then when they become adults, when in some ways it's like, well, you know, we don't have the relationship we did. It doesn't mean you can't have a wonderful, fulfilling parent young adult relationship. It just means that the definition of them being your child is different now. Child is the one that you raised and who you still love. And they also get to have opinions and do their own thing and maybe move somewhere you don't want them to move or date someone you're not sure you're crazy about. And the more you fight it, the worse it tends to get. To be able to realize that change is inevitable is probably one of the biggest assets in being able to adapt to it. And whether or not the change is fair. I mean, it's if it works for you, if maybe, you know, having the winning lottery ticket, that is a change, and I would think most people would find that a happy change. And they would think of all the wonderful possibilities that that gives. Or if you suddenly lose a job, and then you think of all the possibilities that can result from that, and that can create a lot of anxiety. Friendships change. Interpersonal relationships change. You know, maybe there's someone who you always looked up to, and then suddenly you reach a place where, well, wait a minute, we're kind of equals now. You know, we both have experiences. I've grown up. And sometimes, you know, maybe they're not happy with the change. But the change is inevitable. It doesn't mean you have to stop having a relationship with that person. It just means that the relationship flavor has altered, that it's a slightly different paradigm. And by adapting, being able to accept and adapt to the new paradigm, it allows you to be able to open up to things that really allow us to find the gifts that come from change. Yes, maybe the change is a significant, you know, difference in your health or a condition that may create a lot of discomfort or, you know, really be very threatening and very big and very scary. Being able to adapt to that change carries with it the gift of, you know what, I'm going to learn all that I can know about this. I'm going to get the best advice that I can, but I'm going to realize that this condition is not me. It's simply a condition I have. It does not define me. And there's a lot of personal growth and a lot of acceptance that can come from that, to be able to be empowered that no matter what's going on, you're going to be taken care of. There's people there who are going to support you and help you out and be there for you. Maybe it gives an opportunity to gain a closeness that you never had. And maybe it's an opportunity to start clearing up things like, hey, you know, these are the things I want to say to the people who I love and make sure that they know what's in my heart. If it's a change where maybe somebody is, you know, finding a different path, you know, it could be a friend, it could be a child, it could be a student. And when they reach that point of finding their own way, that's a hard change to deal with, because it's hard to let go, especially when you've been sort of a protective, nurturing kind of figure for someone. So they need to move on, and they may reach a point where they demand it. Or it may be that you know that they're ready to test their wings and fly off on their own, and maybe you need to shove them like an eagle out of a nest. Being able to accept that that change is inevitable, as is all change. It doesn't say what type of change is inevitable, but change in and of itself is always inevitable. Every single cell in your body has a lifespan. It is created, it lives out its span, and then it's destroyed, basically, and then a new cell replaces it. And I believe it's about every 7.5 years. I'd have to look that up. But every cell in your body has been replaced. You have a whole new person. It may just take one event, one thing to set off a cascade of changes in your life. It could be a choice on your part. It could be a choice on somebody else's part. But either way, the change is constant. And we can fight change. And yeah, it's a try. We can do that if we want to. But it's going to change anyway. And finding a way to allow the change to help you find a place of balance is usually preferable to trying to dig in your heels and rail at the universe for how unfair that change is. Change, like energy, is neither good or bad. It simply exists. Whether or not a change is good or bad is totally from the perspective of the person experiencing the change. Maybe it's a change that I believe is wonderful, but that the person experiencing it doesn't think it's so hot. When I think of change, I think of when my sons were learning to ride bikes and the training wheels came off and I was holding the seat behind them and I'm running beside them, and the whole house in much better shape than I am now, and I'm running beside them and I know that at some point I'm going to have to let go of the seat. I'm going to have to release them. And as soon as that moment happens, the shift from them being dependent on me to them being able to ride on their own. That's a very powerful moment, because in that, you know, physical letting go, it becomes a mental and spiritual release as well. And I know I can't spend the rest of my life and theirs holding on to the seat that they have to risk. Because change does carry risk. But the benefits far outweigh the risk. The benefits of being able to grow and shift. Because if I don't let go, I do not accept that change, that step of independence in my child, then I never get to experience watching them ride and then turn around and seeing the look on their faces, the pride and the joy that they have from being able to ride by themselves, to be able to be independent, and for them to start experiencing this is life with me in charge. So change can have a lot of different faces. It can be something gentle and joyous, or it can be something very hard and very painful. Change is hello, and change is goodbye. Change is, you know, it's a boy or it's a girl, and change is, they're gone now. So whatever it is that you're experiencing, understand it's all, you know, along this path of your life. And whether a change is going to be helpful for you or hurtful for you, it's really very much in the story you attach to it. So think about the things that you want to change. Think about the things that have changed and how you feel about them. And think of the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you fall back on that, adapting to change is significantly easier and significantly better. And keep in mind, change is going to happen whether you're ready for it or not. So being able to find some peace with it will make the whole process a whole lot smoother. So thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I will be logging into the chat room after the show. And if you would like to arrange for a private consultation, you can do so through my website. Contact me at www.the-healing-house.com, or you can reach my office at 408-372-2840. So, as I said, I'll be logging into the chat room after the show, and occasionally the technology just gets weird. So, yeah, give me a few minutes, but I will get there. So, in the meantime, my friends, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings. I wish you change that is going to enrich you, empower you, and move you forward to whatever it is that you're dreaming. And for those difficult changes, those changes that we want to resist, just try to be gentle with it, because one way or another, it will work out. My saying is, life, it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks until it doesn't. So be calm, be patient with yourself, and try to have some fun, because if you can incorporate fun, then it makes the change a lot easier. Okay, I just noticed that I was coming in. So if you are holding on, and if you wanted to speak to me, hold on, and after the show, I can check in with you. So everyone, take care. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio.